You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Drive commitment free. That's the motto of a Detroit startup offering a whole new way to get yourself behind the wheel of a vehicle. Not owning, not leasing, but subscribing. Tarun Kajapeta is founder of Condor Detroit. So let's talk about this business model. I need a car. How can Condor Detroit take care of that need?
Yeah, so it's actually a pretty simple process. Our whole motto is making it easy to get in a personal vehicle for as little or as long as you need. So you basically visit our website. We have a variety of different packages you can choose from in terms of types of vehicle, the mileage that you'd need. So you select those options, upload a copy of your driver's license, create an account, and essentially schedule a delivery. And you can sign all of our terms and conditions on the website. You can make your first month's payment. We take a $500 security deposit, which is fully refundable, and we'll bring the car straight to your door, ready to drive with maintenance and insurance included.
So what kind of prices are we talking about and lengths of time?
Yeah, so the minimum term's 30 days. The maximum term is really as long as you'd like it to be, outside of maintenance where we'll need to swap your car here and there. But it's a very flexible term. You know, it's completely up to you.
Break it down for us how subscribing to a vehicle differs from, let's say, leasing a vehicle.
Sure. So I think there are a few fundamental differences. I think one is the fact that it is truly month to month. So you have the flexibility to switch your vehicle whenever you'd like or to cancel it when you don't need it. But another big difference is the fact that it includes insurance and includes maintenance, which a lease typically does not. You don't have to go to the dealership. You don't have to deal with the cumbersome shopping process. Everything's digital, and we bring the car to you. So there's a few different benefits that I think, you know, people really value.
Now, who's your prime customer?
It's a tough question, to be honest with you, because, you know, there's a variety of different segments. You have a lot of folks that are new to the area or here for an internship or here from out of town for, you know, a work contract, and it's 3 months, 6 months, and they really just don't have an alternative. And that was the core market that we were trying to address with this product. I think what we're quickly realizing and through our consumer insights research and after being live is that a lot of folks are just fed up with car ownership and would like an alternative. And so you don't necessarily need to be someone who's new to town to value something like this. And we get a lot of folks that are longtime Detroiters that want to try something new.
Where'd you get the idea?
So I lived in Australia in 2014. I was there for 8 months, and I needed a car. And, you know, I basically didn't have an option. I could either buy a car and then sell it 8 months later. You lose a ton of money doing that. Or you rent a car, and it's just absurdly expensive. I ended up buying and selling a car, and, you know, I just thought there has to be a better way to do this. Not everyone needs a car for 3 years or longer. And that's really what I started working on the idea then, but it's only recently that we've started to, you know, my background's in strategy consulting, and I left my job in mid-2017 to pursue this full time. And it's just crazy how fast things have been moving and really exciting to be a part of.
Yeah, you launched Condor Detroit when?
It was September of 2017, and we've been live since November.
And how have things gone? How many subscribers do you
have? The response has been tremendous. I'm really excited about the direction of this. I mean, we really don't spend a lot of money on marketing because we're just getting so many leads and so much interest by the concept itself. And so since we started in November, we've got all types of vehicles on the road, all types of customers in the area. You know, just on Sunday, I think we had over 600 visitors to our site. So really excited to see the response and excited to continue to grow this in the market.
Why did you launch it in Detroit?
Yeah, it's a question we get really often. Now, the common responses are it's the highest insurance rates in the country. A lot of folks have OEM or supplier discounts, and so how are you competitive?
Right.
I think there are a lot of reasons that this market's actually really attractive. So one, public transit is not a realistic solution for a lot of folks in this area, unfortunately. And I know, you know, there's a lot of effort being put into fixing that. But in the immediate term, people need cars, and it's a high GDP metropolitan area. It's an area where you have a lot of Fortune 500 companies, and so you have people coming in from all over the world, from all over the country, that are new to the area, that need a vehicle, and you know, people that are longtime leasers that want to try something new. And so the demand is actually, you know, quite strong in this area in particular relative to other, you know, other markets in the country. And I think people are willing to try new concepts here because it's a hotbed for new concepts in automotive.
And you are going up against some of the auto companies, right, who have their own subscription services. How do you want yours to stand out?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. Most of the auto companies that have subscription services, one, are not in this market. Two, are at a much higher price point. I think they're trying to appeal, you know, you see Cadillac, Lincoln, all these luxury makes and models that have price points of $1,800 a month, $2,000 a month. And that's just not realistic for a lot of folks. And so we have a much broader offering. We have a cross-branded fleet. Our prices start at just over $500 a month. So it's really affordable on almost any budget. And we try to compete on price directly with the new lease when you consider maintenance, consider insurance, all of those types of things. So I think we also want to represent a lifestyle brand that really challenges and disrupts the current model of how you get a car. And we would like to use existing infrastructure, but we would still
Using existing infrastructure, meaning what?
I think there's a lot of opportunity here to partner with dealers or fleet operators or auction companies. You know, we're not necessarily trying to replace the status quo in terms of the infrastructure that's in place, but we're trying to challenge the way people think about how you get a car. You know, things are changing and you don't necessarily need to deal with a very cumbersome process to be able to get a set of wheels that you're proud to drive and is completely on your terms.
So give me an idea. You said you mentioned you can get someone into a car for $500 a month. What kind of car does $500 a month get you?
It'd get you like a Ford Focus, Nissan Sentra, something like that. So, you know, a standard sedan that's going to get you good gas mileage. It's going to be a newer model. So 2014, 2015, something like that. And like I said, you know, the winter comes around and you want an SUV. You could switch it at that point in time, drive an SUV for 3 months, then go back.
Where do you get your vehicles from?
We partner with a variety of dealers in the Metro Detroit area. There's one in particular, the Auto Auction Connection in Monroe, who's been really supportive of our model. And so we really try to focus on making sure that we're creating value for our dealer partners and we're creating value for ourselves. Right now, we actually own our fleet. You know, the dealers help us get them at competitive prices, usually from auction, from their lease turn-ins, those types of vehicles. But our goal is to grow that. And so we're partnering with the dealers. Dealers bring assets to the table. We bring assets to the table. And it's a more, you know, symbiotic relationship, so to speak.
Tarun, this is a radical idea. So how are you going to convince people to switch off from something that we've all grown up with, owning or leasing a car? What's your sales pitch here?
Yeah, so you still have your car. And it's on your terms now. And so people like to change their car every 2 years and every 3 years. And lease volumes were not that prevalent 10, 15 years ago. And they've doubled over that period of time. It's because people like the idea of being able to budget, being able to have flexibility. I see our offering as the next extension or next frontier of leasing, where it's completely month to month. It's bundled, so you don't have to deal with registering your car at the DMV, all those types of things. And, you know, it's risk-free. If you don't like it, you can always go back. And so I think the model really speaks for itself. It's something that's worth trying and checking out. And, you know, we've had really positive feedback from the customers that have used it to date. So, you know, encourage people to give it a shot if they're thinking about it.
What's your vision for Condor Detroit? Taking it beyond Detroit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, eventually, if we're successful, that Detroit branding may have to leave us. But our vision is to be the ubiquitous name with car subscriptions. And so partnering with a variety of dealers and other players in different markets to provide people access to this product and ultimately become a brand that represents freedom and commitment-free operations. And maybe we go beyond the world of automotive and we could be a subscription service for all types of products that people don't necessarily want to own because they don't use them all the time. But when they do, they get access to it at an affordable price.
Tarun Kajapeta, who's the founder of the vehicle subscription company, Condor Detroit. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.